mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
It's already Wednesday, my friends. The sixth day of October 2004. I'm Alex Jones, your host. Here's just a thumbnail sketch, a smattering, as they say, of what's coming up. McCain, national ID card, secretly passed Senate last Friday. Another article here. Officials warn of major flu shot shortages. Oh, because more of them were contaminated. I thought vaccines are always pure and delicious and good for us, and the mercury is nutritious. Well, not according to this. And for those that just joined us, yes, nationally the government says mercury is now a nutritional item. Oil extends record run to $51.48, and they say no end in sight with oil prices at the pump. Gas prices exploding. We'll cover that. Protesters ransack Bush-Cheney headquarters in Orlando, Florida, and at one of his headquarters in Tennessee. Somebody shot the place up, so this is getting to be out of control. And the Democrats really think Kerry's going to save them. I mean, how ridiculous does this get? And I just want to say that any of these type of activities are wrong and only aids the police state. So the people doing this need to be brought to justice. Also, McCain National ID, another article about that and the response that people are making to that. House crushes military draft bill. They went ahead and brought it up for a vote because of the incredible heat being brought on the presidency and on the Congress over this, and they voted the thing down. But a bunch of the other bills are still introduced, and they still need more troops, and the Pentagon has said they want a new draft. And so you watch. This is just being done now. After the next convenient terror attack, they're going to bring their draft back, so we'll cover that article. In the second hour, we're going to talk about De Beers and the Oppenheimer family and one of the biggest monopolies on the planet over diamonds that are actually quite plentiful, but we'll show you how they've created artificial scarcity like they're going to do with water and oil and many other things. Also, big story here out of CNN. I've talked a lot about this in the past, but here it is, mainstream news. Coroner, removing man's organs was homicide. That's what the coroner says. They will kill you in many hospitals for your organs when you could be resuscitated or saved. Just the facts, ladies and gentlemen. Hard to believe, but again, you want to just be blind and trust people. This is the type of stuff that happens. And also, hate crimes bill to muzzle Christians. This on the heels of the federally funded drills where they simulate homeschooler families viciously attacking public schools and murdering children en masse. Total fantasy, but they're superimposing it psychologically until there's a perception of homeschooling being terrorism, actually listed as a terrorist activity in several public federal documents. But this integrates nicely with that. Hate crimes bill to muzzle Christians, all part of the new freedom. Also, Iran increases missile range. This out of BBC, Russian school children to wear ruling party ID tags. They have to wear Vladimir Putin ID tags now. It's a new Russian decree. Boy, that's freedom over there they've got. And our big ally, Bush, looked into his eyes and saw his soul, a soul he could trust, a soul of love, a kindred spirit perhaps. Black box technology in autos raises questions. We'll get to this article. Egyptian intellectual, former Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu planned 9/11. We'll go over that report. Also, lawmakers weigh foreign-born as president. AP, big push to get Arnold in there as our savior. And inspectors conclude no weapons of mass destruction in Iraq. More on the latest ridiculous stage debate where they admitted over and over again it was staged. That came out several times. It's all coming up, so stay with us. We'll be right back.
Are you one of the millions of Americans who suffer from gum disease like gingivitis? If so, hope has arrived.
I'd like to introduce you to Vitamir. Vitamir is the all-natural toothpaste and mouthwash designed to protect against and promote healing of gum disease. Unlike most toothpaste and mouthwash, Vitamir contains no alcohol, no sugar, and no fluoride. Instead, Vitamir products contain zinc to inhibit plaque growth and promote healing, folic acid to reduce inflammation, myrrh used since biblical times for gum disease, and clove oil. Gum disease is serious. Research links gum disease to health problems like diabetes, stroke, and heart disease. With a regular program of oral hygiene, including Vitamir toothpaste and mouthwash, your chances of experiencing gum disease will be greatly diminished. Find out for yourself why health professionals across America are recommending Vitamir. Order yours today from Cliff Scott Enterprises. Call toll-free 800-569-4340. That's 800-569-4340, or visit their website at www.cliffscott.com.
Are terrorist cells or prime terror targets located near you? Where are military bases and hazardous waste sites located? How do you find the best area for solar, average rainfalls, fish contamination advisories, and major transportation routes? In the new interactive CD book, Prudent Places USA, you will find the information you want with over 50 interactive parameters that you control. Find everything from housing prices and taxes to brewing environmental catastrophes. Locate billion-dollar disaster-prone areas, the safest cities, ideal solar locations, and much, much more. Complete with over 3 gigabytes of detailed information on each of the 3,000-plus counties in the U.S., including 550 high-resolution, full-color maps and full-color photographs, as well as detailed information and analysis that you need. Get this hard-to-find information by ordering Prudent Places USA now for only $29 plus shipping and handling by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438 or order on the web at BerkeyWater.com.
Hey folks, Alex Jones here. And the behavior of our police is a reflection of our government. One look in the mirror and we know our country is entering a high-tech police state. Here's just a sample from my documentary film, Police State 2, The Takeover.
In downtown Seattle today, the First Amendment ended.
A civil emergency was created by the police.
Riot police attacked people on the street indiscriminately.
The medical bills are going to be enormous for me.
You see them here with their hands cupped behind their backs. They are being led into the Sandpoint Brig. The neighbors in that area of Sandpoint Naval Air Station were shocked to hear that the old brig was being reopened.
This information is absolutely vital for all freedom lovers in the United States. Order your video today. Call toll-free at 888-253-3139. The number to order the takeover again is 888-253-3139. Or go to my website, InfoWars.com.
Big Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
Again, my friends, it is Wednesday. Thank you for joining us. All the news we're about to cover is posted on InfoWars.com, PrisonPlanet.com, PrisonPlanet.tv, and now the revamped, upgraded InfoWars.net. Check it out today. All right, McCain National ID secretly passed Senate on Friday, Liberty Think, doing great research as usual. Senator John McCain's Amendment 3807 to the 9/11 Commission's Bill S-2845 was quietly passed late last Friday afternoon by unanimous consent. After much of the Senate had already left for the weekend, this despite a promised debate on the amendment. Call Senator Collins' office and demand that she open McCain's Amendment 3807 for further amendments. The U.S. Senate switchboard number is 202-224-3121. Collins' number is 202-224-2523, and the fax is 202-224-2693. The 9/11 police state bill, S-2845, it passes early as tonight. If not then, a final vote is expected today. And it goes on, the version of 3807 passed is very similar to the Title 6 of the McCain-Lieberman bill, S-2774, with slight changes that may or may not hamper the ability of Homeland Security to throw up checkpoints on highways. the process for standardizing state driver's license into a de facto national ID card is still in place, with additional provisions for a rulemaking process. And so they're now, again, they're busily passing large sections of it into the full bill. By the way, last night on my TV show, and this will be available today or tomorrow on PrisonPlanet.tv for the viewers there, I had on a special guest, and we showed video that he shot surreptitiously inside the Department of Transportation, where it shows the fields on their computers when they pull up citizens' data. And your Social Security number is now called the National ID number. And they're not supposed to talk about this, but this has now been in place for a year. And so what they've done is they've already brought in the standardized system from the federal government to the state governments, and now they just want to announce it and make it the law that you've got to have this card to have a job or do anything else. And so there you have it, my friends, right out in the open. And last night we showed the video of that computer screen with that field and that data. Here's an article out of Wired News. House bill morphs the 9/11 advice. No, it doesn't. It just follows it. As the full Senate and House prepare to vote on competing versions of the 9/11 Commission's recommendations this week, all the legislation they tried to pass before 9/11 and have failed to pass since, most eyes are on how the government's intelligence services will be revamped. But civil liberties advocates, immigration groups, and some 9/11 Commission members are criticizing provisions in the House bill that they say go far beyond the Commission's recommendations. Now, again, this national ID card is being pitched by lying neocons on talk radio and TV that it will stop the illegal alien invasion. The illegal aliens, the federal government accepts the matricula consular cards from Mexico and over 30 other countries. They do not face scan or thumb scan those coming into the U.S. from Latin America. They are given waivers. That is public. This has nothing to do with stopping terrorism or immigration. It's about a new cashless society taxation grid. Let's go over Wired News. This is their summation of what is in the new Super Patriot Act / National ID card legislation known as the 9/11 bills. Number one, create a de facto national identification card. And again, you already have that as your driver's license, but they're going to make you have it to have a job, everything else. Allow employers running a background check on employees to obtain records of arrests and detentions, not just convictions, without limitation on republishing the information. So it doesn't matter if you have your record expunged or found not guilty, it's all going to be there. And that's the new wave, is even get into your juvenile records. Speed up the implementation of the newest airline passenger screening system, Secure Flight. It's not CAP2 now, it's Secure Flight. 200,000 people are on the list, prominent people, musicians, senators, it doesn't matter. By requiring congressional approval after it is deployed, not before. Require the State Department to study the feasibility of a worldwide database tracking American citizens and foreigners' lifetime travel history, including information on what countries Americans travel to. Require the State Department to intervene with foreign media outlets and foreign governments to influence media coverage. Oh, part of the Pentagon Office of Strategic Influence. Make it easier for the government to deport immigrants to countries where they might be tortured or to countries to which an immigrant has no relationship. And by immigrant folks, Wired doesn't get it. They strip you of citizenship. This is admitted, the White House own press releases, if they are bringing you into a terrorist investigation or you're a person of interest. And then you could be taken to Gitmo in Cuba or taken to Egypt or taken to Israel or taken to Jordan, where they admit 2.5 years ago they're torturing people. They torture us for them, the American people. Make it easier for the government to deport immigrants, again, not immigrants, folks. Expand Patriot Act wiretap provisions and ban on material support to designated terrorist organizations, retroactively. They designate something a terrorist group and then claim you gave them some money or something. Make it tougher for illegal immigrants to get a hearing to protest deportation. Again, that's not true. That's for citizens once you're given an enemy combatant designation. Prevent states from issuing driver's license to undocumented aliens by changing what documents are acceptable at Canadian and Mexican borders. Again, the government, the federal and state, and over 800 cities and towns accept any type of consular material to get a driver's license to get a bank account. It's just not true. But they're going to sell it as if it's to stop the open borders. Senator Joe Lieberman, who co-authored the Senate's version of the bill, has serious concerns about the House bill, according to spokeswoman Leslie Phelps. Oh, just like you did when you voted for Patriot Act 1. See, they'll act like they're against it and then vote for it. The House bill includes several provisions regarding law enforcement and immigration that were not raised by the 9/11 Commission and that the Commission has explicitly asked to be removed, Phelps said. The Senate bill is also superior because it contains a number of civil liberties and privacy protections. That's not true. Including an independent civil liberties board, according to Phelps. And it goes on and on. Senator Lieberman, again, has been involved intimately in pushes for national ID cards, you name it. But he's playing the part of the good cop here. John Feary, a spokesman for Speaker of the House Senate Hastert, defended the bill. We think that in this time of war on terror, we have a duty to make the country safer. And it just continues. So, there you have it, ladies and gentlemen, racing ahead with Patriot Act 2.5, I guess you could call it, with this added national ID card. And then we've got people like David Dreyer, congressman, introducing their own bills with even more draconian stuff in them. Isn't that just completely precious? Officials warn of major flu shot shortages. Associated Press reports global and U.S. health officials warned Tuesday of major flu shot shortages after British health officials abruptly pulled the license of the maker of half the U.S. vaccines just as flu season was about to begin. The news means that the United States will face a significant shortage, said Dr. Anthony Fauci, the National Institute of Health's infectious diseases chief. And again, every year there's a shortage, and it's like the new Christmas toy. Everybody's got to get, well, there's a shortage, we got to go line up to get the shots. And this year, just like last year, they've told this particular place to shut down because they found live virus in it. Folks, everybody knows, you take the flu shot, you get the flu. I mean, it's like the meningitis shot they started giving, and now the deaths from it have increased 17%+ from those vaccinated. It's like hepatitis B shot, you know, triples, almost quadruples, your chances of muscular sclerosis. And that's mainstream news. And so now they get into how this was a contaminated vaccine. Well, how can that be possible? Vaccines are always perfect and wonderful, and you can't even sue vaccine makers in this country. You have to go through some federal vaccine damage board, some unelected group of pinhead judges. There's no juries involved, and then they decide if you get anything after your child is brain damaged or died. So that's the news there. Meanwhile, oil prices explode to $51.48, and the gas prices at the pump went back up to, on average, to over $2 a gallon, all part of the new freedom. And of course, they claim it's all these supply problems. Why are all the oil companies posting record profits? And again, I'm not against profits if it's not a monopolistic or a quasi-monopoly, an oligopoly. I was looking for that word. And that's why we'll be talking about De Beers and the Oppenheimer family in the next hour concerning diamonds, which you might not have known about it, which is just the admitted facts. Protesters ransacked Bush-Cheney headquarters in Orlando, Florida. A group of protesters stormed and then ransacked the Bush-Cheney headquarters building in Orlando, Florida, Tuesday, according to Local 6 News. They reported that several people from the group of 100 Orlando protesters face possible assault charges after the group forced their way inside the Republican headquarters office. While in the building, some of the protesters drew horns on a mustache on a poster of President Bush and poured piles of letters in the office, according to the report. So, see, if they really ransacked it, I'd say, you know, this is serious. And when you look at the headline, you think, oh, prosecute them. Then it turns out they just ran in and drew something on the wall and dumped some papers on the floor. They'll all be charged as terrorists. We told them to leave. They broke the law. Republican headquarters volunteer Mike Broom said. So what you have is a big argument going on in there. But what should be prosecuted is whoever shot up a Bush campaign office in Tennessee yesterday. All right, I haven't even scratched the surface on the really important news. You'll want to stay with us. And we'll take your calls at 1-800-259-9231. Stay with us.
If you're interested in saving money on your prescription drugs, call Canada right now and talk to a pharmacist to save your money.
You can talk to a real pharmacist at Granville Pharmacy in Vancouver at 1-877-766-1666. You can save up to 50% on your prescription medication.
If you're looking to save money on your prescription medications, you can call Canada right now, 1-877-766-1666.
U.S. gold and silver coins. Tired of guessing what they are? Which are collectible? Which are bullion? Get your answers where the experts get theirs. The 2005 Red Book Guide to U.S. Coins. As a special offer, Midas Resources will send you a 2005 Red Book and a genuine silver dollar for only $22.95. Call Midas today at 800-686-2237. Learn what real money is. Feel real money. Get your 2005 Red Book and genuine silver dollar today. That's 1-800-686-2237.
Hello folks, Alex Jones here introducing you to the Black Berkey Replacement Element. They're new and they're more powerful than any gravity filter element on the market. These powerful filters fit most gravity filter systems and can be installed in minutes. Black Berkey Replacement Elements are so powerful they remove pathogenic bacteria, cysts, parasites to non-detectable levels. The trihalomethanes and volatile organic chemicals such as atrazine, styrene, chloroform, and MTBE are removed below detectable limits. Black Berkey filter elements also reduce nitrates and unwanted metals such as lead, mercury, and aluminum. Yet the Black Berkey filter elements leave in the nutritional minerals that your body needs. And the Black Berkey filters are reclaimable. Simply brush them up with Scotch-Brite pads. Normally $48 each, you get a 2-pack for only $91 or a 4-pack for only $173. Get the powerful Black Berkey replacement filters now by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438 and tell them Alex Jones sent you. That's 888-803-4438. Protect your family.
Be a part of the new gold rush. You know, for thousands of years, the one true valuable commodity has always been gold. It still is. Gold and other precious metals have continued to grow in value over the years. You know the old saying, good as gold? Well, there's a valuable lesson in that expression. Protect yourself in these uncertain times. With the stock market on the skids, and really, nowhere to put your money that makes a lot of sense, it's time to invest in a little wealth insurance, and that's gold, silver, and other rare and valuable coins and precious metals. Call this toll-free number for your free investing in precious metals kit. That's 1-800-686-2237. For the complete story, the highest quality precious metals, call Midas Resources. In business over 10 years, make the call and see why the ultra-rich invest in gold and other precious metals. We'll rush you the free information. Call today, 1-800-686-2237.
Why continue to suffer from pain, illness, and disease when natural health and wellness therapies are within your reach? Hundreds of people report improved health and wellness using Rife frequency technology. In the 1920s, research scientist Royal Raymond Rife discovered that disease organisms can be destroyed using resonant frequencies. The BioSolutions frequency instrument uses this same technology for relief or elimination of pain and disease conditions. There are no side effects. Join others in discovering a return to natural health and wellness. Eliminate the cause. Don't just treat symptoms. BioSolutions has over 450 pre-programmed auto-sequences for various health conditions and is very easy to use. It comes with a 30-day return policy and a 1-year limited warranty. For more information, call Alternative Technologies toll-free, 866-885-6625. 866-885-6625. One more time, that's 866-885-6625. Call today.
Your calls are coming up in the next segment, 1-800-259-9231. House crushes military draft bill. This is out of Reuters. The House of Representatives yesterday crushed a bill to reinstate the draft as Republicans accused Democrats of raising the specter of the compulsory military service to turn voters against President Bush's re-election bid. After a bitter debate on Bush's handling of Iraq, the House killed the bill 402-2 as Republicans sought to stamp out rumors of an impending draft that have swept college campuses and the internet, worrying young people
and parents across the country. And again, with the presidential and congressional elections less than a month away, the White House also worked to dampen draft rumors that Republicans said have been fueled by Democrats that threatened to veto the bill it called both unnecessary and counterproductive. Now, let's talk about the facts. Senator Rangel, Congressman Rangel, years ago introduced the first big bill, but other bills have been introduced as well. Republican senators have co-sponsored their own bills, brought forward their own bills. And they've reinstated the draft boards, increased selective services funding. They're running selective service ads now all over the country. The Pentagon has said they need a draft, and they're saying if another big terror attack happens and we've got to invade other countries, we'll need a draft. Then everybody wakes up to it, gets upset, starts speaking out, and so then the media comes out and then says, oh, no, it's a conspiracy theory. There's no plan for a draft. But they brought it up to a vote yesterday, and it was, I think that term is proper, it was crushed. So look for the draft, as we've been saying all along, next year if we're going to get one. Are they moving to set one up? Absolutely yes. In the affirmative. And, of course, on top of that, we already have a draft, the stopgap measures of people who've served 3 years, 5 years, 10 years, in some cases 20 years, and they tell them, we're going to re-up you for another 2 years. They send people to Iraq and say, you're going to stay in Iraq another 6 months, then another 6 months, then another 6 months. This is incredible. And so this is the reality, not the propaganda that we're getting. We have a draft of people who have already served. There is a draft. And Kerry has craftily brought this up, but Kerry wants to expand the military. Kerry wants to double the special forces. Kerry wants to go after Iran now. I mean, frankly, I don't know why all these so-called liberals are loving Kerry. Listening to him and Edwards, it's like hearing somebody who wants more than Bush. Well, Bush did a bad job, but I want to invade more countries, and I want to put sanctions on more countries, and I want to increase the size of the military. Very, very serious. What do you think about that? 1-800-259-9231. This is a big, big story, this next one. Coroner, removing man's organs was homicide. Now, my dad's a dentist and an oral surgeon, and he's worked in a lot of the hospitals, rewiring people's jaws, and so he knows the medical community. And he told me when I was 16, going to get my driver's license, he said, do not sign the organ donor card. And I said, why? He said, because statistically, you don't, if you ever get really hurt, statistically, you don't get resuscitated or taken care of properly if you sign that, because they get hundreds of thousands of dollars for your organs. Now it's, in some cases, $500,000 for a set of healthy kidneys and liver and other tissues, lungs, hearts, all of it. And the doctors in the hospitals get a lot of that money. And whether it's subconscious or conscious, this happens. And then I didn't believe my dad, but I didn't sign the organ donor card. I mean, it was hard to believe that. Let's just say, put it to you that way. And then just a couple years later, I'm sitting at my grandparents' house with my grandfather watching 60 Minutes. I'd go over there and eat dinner most Sundays and watch 60 Minutes with my now deceased grandfather here in Austin. And there was a 60 Minutes piece about the hospitals. One of them was in Chicago, where they would actually kill you for your organs. And it was all documented. So I was like, wow. Well, now this is from CNN. Coroner removing man's organs was homicide. A Western Colorado coroner said Monday that two hospitals allowed vital organs to be removed from a man before they had proven he was brain dead, and he declared the death a homicide. They've been doing this for decades. They actually keep you alive while they take your organs, then they just turn you off. The cause of William Rarden's death was removal of his internal organs by an organ recovery team. Monte Rose County Coroner Mark Young said, he said he did not believe the case should be criminal matter, but that it should lead to a clarification of what the accepted standard is. Also, homicide shouldn't be a criminal matter. We'll be right back.
We're on the march. The Empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
I'm a nurse, and I injured my back, and I've lost 22 pounds and 9 inches. I would definitely recommend Vim and Vigor.
As far as losing weight, Vim and Vigor is the best investment I ever made. It actually works.
I have tried and been on so many weight loss things over the years. I've tried many, many products. I have never experienced anything like collagenate. I have lost 17 pounds in a little less than 8 weeks. It truly works. Collagenate is wonderful.
Join the crowd of people that have been telling us how much weight they've been losing through collagenate from Vim and Vigor. Vim and Vigor's collagenate works with your body to improve fat metabolism, and that means a leaner, healthier you. Vim and Vigor's collagenate really does work. And it's healthy for you, too. Call Vim and Vigor today. 1-800-622-THIN. That's 1-800-622-8446. Get $25 off a 3-month supply of collagenate. So call now. 1-800-622-THIN. Again, 1-800-622-8446.
More than 700 chemicals have been found in our drinking water. And did you know that you can have greater exposure to these chemicals by taking hot showers than when you drink the water? That's because many chemicals are inhaled when they evaporate, and others are absorbed through the skin. The KDF shower filter is designed to reduce chlorine, lead, mercury, and iron, and it inhibits the growth of bacteria, mold, algae, and fungus in your shower. The media is non-toxic, environmentally sound, and is recyclable. The KDF shower filter will typically last 10,000 gallons or 1 year, whichever comes first. Hospitals, restaurants, and water treatment facilities use this media to reduce chlorine, iron, heavy metals, and bacteria. What about you? Order your KDF shower filter, normally $49, for our special price of only $35, a $14 savings. Call now to order at 1-888-803-4438. Order today and save $14 by calling 1-888-803-4438.
You've got a lot of good reasons to buy life insurance. Trouble is, your family needs a lot of things besides life insurance. So how are you going to afford enough coverage? Call Matrix Direct for a free quote. Because right now, Matrix Direct is offering more choices from more top quality life insurance companies than ever before. At some of the lowest rates anywhere, you could save hundreds of dollars a year. Give Matrix Direct a call, and in just 5 minutes, we'll compare rates and policies and find the coverage that's right for you. Matrix Direct is the fast, easy, no-hassle way to get a great deal on quality life insurance. So give us a call right now for all those good reasons in your life. For a free quote, call Matrix Direct at 1-800-701-TERM, 1-800-701-TERM. Ron Harris, licensed agent. Policies are issued by various carriers and not available in some states. Exclusions and limitations may apply. For costs and complete details of coverage, please call Matrix Direct.
He's the T-Rex of political talk. Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network.
So, I was going over this article from CNN where a Western Colorado coroner said Monday that two hospitals allowed vital organs to be removed from a man before they had proven that he was brain dead, and he declared the death a homicide. And the hospital's saying they've done nothing wrong. Why people are alive routinely, that is, physically, their bodies are, and they go ahead and take their organs. See, that's an uncommon misunderstanding out there. Is a lot of people think that, you know, you're dead. Your body's dead. Your heart has stopped beating. They take your organs. That's not the case. And there's been a bunch of examples of where hospitals have been caught killing people that are just unconscious. Because there's so much money in it, ladies and gentlemen. And there's this rationale of, well, this one body will save five people. And they removed his heart, his pancreas, his liver, his kidneys. Quite a haul. And the coroner is saying from the medical records, they killed this guy. Very, very serious. Your calls are coming up here in just a few minutes at 1-800-259-9231. Also want to get into hate crimes bill, the muzzle Christians, Iran increases missile range, Russian school children to wear ruling party ID tags. That's right, with Vladimir Putin's little picture on them. I mean, how much more Orwellian does it get? Black boxes, technology, and autos raising questions. Egyptian intellectual, former Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu, plan 9/11. This is another news headline we'll go over. But this is the next article I want to cover, and then we'll get to your calls and back into news. lawmakers weigh foreign-born as president. Associated Press. Now, remember, Congressman Dana Rohrabacher introduced a bill so Arnold can be president just a few weeks ago, earlier this year. Orrin Hatch introduced it first in the Senate. And this is where they can line it up on the roster to where if they have a constitutional convention, this is what is on the plate. And during a con-con constitutional convention, they can rewrite the whole Bill of Rights and Constitution, and they want to use something like a flag-burning amendment as the excuse to get this open, and then once it's open, they can do all this other stuff. They could care less about the flag, folks. It's a way to manipulate you into going along with the con-con. It's not about Arnold. That's what they keep saying, lawmakers indicated, but the California governor was certainly one of the rising stars of many minds as a Senate panel talked about amending the Constitution to let immigrants occupy the White House. Measures discussed by the senators would remove the prohibition against foreign-born presidents, opening the job to Arnold Schwarzenegger and Michigan Governor Jennifer Granholm, along with millions of others. This restriction has become an anachronism that is decidedly un-American. No, it's so they can't send spies over here, which the Austrians actually did in Poland over 100 years ago. Oh, please. So you see where this is going. Let Arnold be president or you're a racist. The restriction has become an anachronism that this decidedly un-American, said Orrin Hatch, Republican Utah, Mr. National ID Card, Mr. Open Border, said, chairman of the Senate Judiciary Committee. Hatch and other lawmakers barely mentioned the Austrian-born Schwarzenegger, a Republican, or the Canadian-born Granholm, a Democrat, but both have said they support changing the Constitution. With all that's going on, folks, this is so important to them. And Schwarzenegger's starring role at the Republican National Convention left Republicans buzzing. This hearing would certainly not be complete if the name of Governor Arnold Schwarzenegger was not mentioned at least once, but of course he is just one famous example, said Representative Dana Rohrabacher, Republican, California. Hatch, Rohrabacher, Representative John Conyers of Michigan, have proposed amending the Constitution to allow immigrants to run for president after being citizens for 20 years. Arnold's been a citizen for 21 years. A measure sponsored by Representative Vic Snyder, Democrat, Arkansas, would require 35 years. Schwarzenegger became a citizen in 83, Granholm said. He also holds dual citizenship to Austria. It'd be like having an Israeli president, folks, or anybody else. But this is so dangerous. Amending the Constitution would require two-thirds majority votes in the House and Senate, then approval by three-fourths of the states. The presidency was the one office the Founding Fathers barred to immigrants, apparently driven by concerns of foreign meddling or a resumption of monarchy, according to scholars who testified Tuesday. Those fears are outdated, they said. California's senior senator, Democrat Dianne Feinstein, was one of the lawmakers who expressed strong reservations. The requirement may not be a bad thing. It may be a strengthening thing, she said. The Democrat said later her concerns had nothing to do with Mr. Schwarzenegger. Sure, they don't. And again, he's open borders, anti-gun, pro-abortion, and he was worshipped at the Republican National Convention. And if they run him against anybody, he will win. They've got the voting machines, number one. Number two, people are in la-la land. The average person is in a fantasy world and really thinks that Arnold is this superhero. And he just has this winner persona. He just can't lose. He can't be defeated. He could defeat 8-foot-tall aliens. He travels to foreign planets. He defeats hundreds of men with machine guns. It's this archetypal hero character. Folks, that's not real. I know most of you know that, but still subconsciously, a lot of people are not fully integrating that. And that's the plan, folks. I mean, they had movies back in the 80s and 90s where Schwarzenegger, in other movies he's not in, where he's the president after being the governor of California. And imagine him as the wartime president building this empire. I mean, it's just going to be disgusting. And I, for one, am not going to put up with it. The media may ignore and go, well, he said he admires Hitler, and yeah, he likes Kurt Waldheim, and yeah, he said he hates black people, but you know, he's good. Let's focus on some groping now of the Gruppenfuhrer. That's what a governor's called in Austria, Gruppenfuhrer. It fits here, doesn't it? I don't want to spend all day on Arnold. It just shows how completely bankrupt the Republicans are. Now these people driving around in cowboy hats with George W. stickers going, George W., so conservative. No, he's not. And you're not conservative either. You're disgusting. Jim in Tennessee, you're on the air. Go ahead.
I believe that's Jim in Texas, Al.
Okay, go ahead, sir.
Thank you for taking my call. Hey, you let us down. You didn't do your Arnold Schwarzenegger impersonation. You do the best one.
I don't know if I do the best one, but you're going to be my little slave. I'm an Oberfuhrer. You're a little slave.
Yeah, I got two quick things.
Ask me now, believe me later. I'm going to get your guns and get rid of your borders, and you're going to call me conservative because you're a little girly man. I'm sorry. Go ahead.
That's all right. I loved it. Listen, I got two quick things. I got a call yesterday from Chuck Hopkins Dupes. They was wanting money. And I let her talk. She said he's for health care. He's for...
Again, for folks that don't know, some local candidate called you.
Right.
Yeah.
And he wanted money for the economy. He's for the economy. And I stopped her. I said, what about open borders? And she said, huh? I said, they let the illegals in. They all get free health care. Destroys the economy.
That's just the biggest issue with voters in major polls that no one will discuss in Washington. Yeah.
But there's one other thing. You had Paul Watson on the other day. He's always first class. And he did such an excellent comparison of the two Bush and Kerry platforms. I wonder if he could put that in writing on one of the websites.
That was on the website.
Where's it at?
It's up there a few days ago.
After he did it.
That works is there's a calendar there on PrisonPlanet.com and InfoWars.com. And you just go click on the calendar, and then it's like a newspaper. You know how when you get the newspaper and you lay the issues on top of each other?
Mm-hmm.
Then a few days later you want to find an article, you just go back to the issue date. And you go and you flip to the paper.
Thank you, because that'd be excellent ammunition against these people.
The 14 things that Bush and Kerry are identical on.
You know, it's always every 4 years. This is the election. If you vote wrong, the nation will implode. If you vote right, we'll do great. I get sick of hearing it.
I hear you. Thanks for the call, Jim. And, again, everybody focuses on the presidential election, who the big chief's going to be. They're just puppets. The real power is at the county, city, and state level. And the average person, you get, 7-8% turnout for those elections and 55% for presidential elections? They're saying maybe 60% for this election. People need to be informed about what's happening locally. I mean, take the average Austinite. They're against the fact that every major road and street's going to be a toll road where we'll be tracked by these little chips they put in our cars. It's all admitted, $1,800 to $2,000 a year per car, publicly. Politicians being publicly paid off by the companies that are running all this, publicly. But people don't get involved. You're all angry about it, but you're just going to put up with it. Have you called City Hall? Have you filed a lawsuit like we're working on? Have you informed yourself fully on the full ramifications? And the same thing goes for your town or city. Instead, it's all, you know, who won the debate last night, Edwards or Cheney? I'd have to say Cheney won the debate. And last week, I'd have to say Kerry won the debate. But it's like WWF wrestling, you know, who won? Was it The Undertaker or The Rock? Or was it Hulk Hogan or Macho Man Randy Savage? It is not real, people. It is scripted, stylized, theatrical, simulated combat. It is nothing but a play. It is not real. They're members of the same secret groups. They're related to each other. Their policies are almost identical. John in Texas, you're on the air. Thanks for holding.
Hi, Alex.
Hello.
I got a mutual friend up in Michigan. Oh, he's my friend, but he's a mutual friend that we used to work with up there, and he's on a Michigan draft board. And he's been saying all along that they're set up for a draft. In fact, they sent word out a few times to get ready, and then they postponed it. But he said that everything's set up. All they have to do is basically push a button, and everybody have their draft notices in a couple weeks.
Well, I have interviewed people on the draft boards, people who've resigned. They reconstituted the draft boards about 6 months ago. A year ago, they massively increased the funding for Selective Service, for advertisements, and for the offices. They've introduced the bills. They have, quote, been studying it in these congressional hearings. They admit it. But that we've always said if there's going to be a draft, It's going to come after the election, after a convenient terror attack. And so now they bring it up to a vote yesterday to slam it back down and call it conspiracy theory so it's not a political issue in this campaign. But I mean, absolutely. I got family in special forces, family who are officers. I know people on draft boards, people at Selective Service. I've got the news articles. They're gearing up for a draft. Go ahead.
Another thing I want to talk about is I got a friend that's a Baptist minister I work with down here. He had a missionary come in from that's a specialist on China. He said that the Chinese police, they go into those labor camps, and if somebody's not making a quota for goods produced, they execute them and then dissect them down and sell their body parts on the world market.
Well, actually, just a few weeks ago, or actually a few months ago, there was a big TV report where they go into the factory and they go, well, how do you ensure quality of products? They go, we just beat them or kill them. I mean, this is all caught on video. And in China, the children are sent at age 5 to dormitories where they live, most of them are, and they're brainwashed and wear uniforms and march around. And, this is why the VCR costs $40 now, and it's killing our economy. And if we paid $60 for a VCR, we'd all have jobs to buy the VCR.
Right, but we can't talk bad about our close friends and allies now, can we?
Not according to Mr. Barnett in the new map. I mean, China's a wonderful playland of freedom, and he chastised the Pentagon and said they're our buddies and we need to work with them. And, this is just wonderful. I mean, look, we're becoming more like China. They're not reforming. Russia's getting worse than ever. And we're told they're our little buddies. It's disgusting.
They're not joining us. We're joining them.
Well, the globalists put them in power. The CIA now admits they put the Chinese communists in power. They put Lenin into power. They put Hitler into power. They build up these systems to create a false bipolar world to build up a police state here while selling the weapons systems and economic systems and propping up any command and control system available. And from time to time, they'll then have a war with one of these things, one of these power structures that they've built up. And it always consolidates, always intensifies the power of the burgeoning world government.
Yep.
Thanks
I got to go, Alec.
Thanks for the call, John. John in Virginia, you're on the air. Go ahead.
Alex, another good program.
Thank you.
I had a couple things I want to talk to you about. Just go over briefly. Yeah, China, for the first time, is moving troops into our hemisphere, and they're still our most favored base and trading partners. And they've said on a number of occasions they're preparing for a major war with the United States. So it seems odd we're sending our troops all over the world at the same time China's sending their troops into our back door.
Well, you've got to learn the double think.
Absolutely.
Okay? You've got to learn the double think. Mercury is now nutritious, the federal government says, and we've played the reports here. Cameras in school bathrooms is freedom. Surveillance blimps over our cities scanning through our walls is good. China, every week in their major magazines and newspapers, says we're the enemy. They're going to nuke us and kill us. And then so we've got to give them all the new technology and all the new computer technologies and move all our factories there. And they've got a major military base in Freeport in the Bahamas with containers as far as the eye can see. They've been given the Panama Canal, and they're not a threat. It's Saddam Hussein, and because he had some oil and had 1950s weapons. And now our troops have got to be dead and dying there. And, yes, this is what it's all about.
Alex, I've got a friend, and when I say a friend, this is somebody I speak to 3, 4, 5 times a day, so he's a close friend. His brother-in-law is a colonel here in the National Guard here in Virginia and was responsible for setting up the draft boards in the counties here in Virginia. He says there's an active draft board in every county in the country.
Well, that's been in the Associated Press. It was on the Pentagon's website. They took it down after they got caught doing it. And, no, the plan is, as well, there was a lot of talk about a draft, and, gee, we didn't think it would happen, but, man, they nuked Chicago, and hundreds of thousands are dead and dying. We got to have a draft, and
well,
it's going to...
This gentleman has been stationed. They moved him down to a location down near Camp Lejeune about 30 days ago, and he's been in intensive briefings the last 30 days. His instructions are this. He's going to be one of three people here in Virginia that's going to be a liaison between the federal agencies and the state and local law enforcement. His orders are this. He needs to be ready to institute martial law in the state here between the dates of October the 1st and the end of January.
Now, I've gotten the documents here in Texas. It's in a TV report we did, and it later showed up in the newspaper. You know, new mission for State Guard, liaison between National Guard and the regular Army and the Pentagon and local governments, and then the military will take over all the city halls, and it'll be our new freedom, and after all, the terrorists hit us.
Well, this is one of three men that certainly is in the know, and he's a brother-in-law of a very good friend of mine. Alex, I just wanted to tell you about a message board that you get mentioned on a whole lot out there.
Well, let me ask you a question first.
Sure.
Have you found out what this guy thinks about what he's being told to do?
You know what? It's real interesting because he's been told about the UN in here monitoring our elections, and he's basically there brainwashed. We've gotten him some tapes, and I'm going to be very well. Right now, he's been shuttled away, and nobody can get in contact with him except his wife. So, can't get him anything that would be pertinent. But
we'll be right back.
Alex Jones here, announcing the release of my new film, Police State 3 Total Enslavement. Police State 3 details the architecture, goals, and operations of the New World Order.
There is a chance to use this disaster for the New World Order.
A New World Order can emerge.
The film documents dozens of confirmed cases of government-sponsored terrorism worldwide. We rip the Sinister Patriot Act legislation 1 and 2 apart, piece by piece, and reveal the arrogance of what Ashcroft has to say about your liberty.
You will lose your liberty.
Homeland Security, executive orders, forced vaccinations, the new prison economy, the Total Information Society, the Pan-American Union, federal gun grabs, government-run white slavery rings, and much, much more. If you want to understand what the New World Order really is, then my new 2.5-hour video, Police State 3, is for you. Visit Infowars.com or PrisonPlanet.com to order, or call toll-free 1-888-253-3139. That's 888-253-3139. Order today and spread the word.
The Berkey Light is your premier source for purified water. It's portable and requires no water pressure, so you can enjoy healthy drinking water, whether it's during normal times or hostile environments like a local or national emergency. That's because it can purify raw, untreated water from remote lakes and stagnant ponds. The Berkey Light is unique because it removes pathogenic bacteria, cyst parasites, and harmful chemicals to below detectable levels. It also removes foul taste and odors like the rotten egg smell of sulfide, and it extracts nitrates and unhealthy minerals like lead and mercury while leaving in the healthful and nutritional minerals that your body needs. The Berkey Light's rechargeable LED lighting system is so bright it can be used as a reading light. Get the Berkey Light for only $259 by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438 and tell them Alex Jones sent you. That's toll-free 888-803-4438 or order on the web at berkeywater.com. Not yet available in Iowa.
Herbal Healer Academy is a global supplier of the finest natural medicine that you may need in these troubled times. We specialize in keeping you alive and healthy. We provide outstanding products like ECAC, colloidal silver 500 parts per million, olive leaf extract, oregano oil, and hundreds of herbals, oils, books, and educational materials. We have homeopathic detox solutions for contrails, radiation, MSG, and aspartame poisoning, to name a few. We also train naturopathic healers via correspondence education. For a limited time, you can sign up on the website and receive our 104-page catalog and a current Herbal Healer newsletter free. Simply log on to herbalhealer.com. Check out our online member testimonials and our hundreds of exceptional products. We have been working hard since 1988 to save the remnant. That's herbalhealer.com, your website for safe, effective, natural alternatives and education.
Welcome back, my friends. Coming up in the next hour, we're going to be shifting gears and talking about monopolies, looking at one of the elite Illuminati families that controls all the diamonds, and then that mirrors what's happening with the oil and with water and other key things that are used in industry and in society. And we'll also go to Alex and John and Don and Jason and everybody else. Just real quick, John in Virginia. This is the same story I've seen in the news. I've gotten from people personally. I've got the documents. They're geared up for total martial law on the election day.
Yeah, they're geared up.
I don't I don't know if they're going to activate it. The point is they're training everybody internally that this is the way America operates, and it's classical martial law. Go ahead.
We'll sit back and see what happens, Alex. The only one really that knows where he is, his real location, is his wife. The immediate family is the only one that knows. He can't divulge where he's gone. And he's until I don't know what the significance of the end of January is, but until the end of January, he's going to be at this location. So I would say sometime between now and the end of January, we're going to live, it could end up in some pretty interesting times. Your answer to was he aware of what's going on? My statement to that is probably not really. He's aware the UN is going to be monitoring the elections, but at that level, a lot of these guys are brainwashed. Although a lot of them are really beginning because of you and people getting your videos out, a lot of people are really starting to wake up.
Well, because of everybody. Thanks for the call, John.
Alex, could I mention one thing?
Yeah, we got a lot of callers.
All right, I know. We got a message board. We talk about you on all the time.
Well, I don't care if you talk about me.
No. Good stuff. It's Freedom Underground.
No, I know that, but I mean, it's not about me, John. I mean, you're welcome to plug your message board. You don't have to preface it with it. You know, you're on the message board.
Board, man, because it's good. For all the patriots out there, it's freedomunderground.org. We're talking about this stuff. It's getting the information out.
Okay, good. Awesome. Good to hear from you. I'm glad you called, John. I don't have time to take more calls now. I'm sorry. We'll get to Alex and John and Don and Jason and everybody coming up. And we do have a guest coming on as well. We'll probably get that guest on in the five after, so I'll have time to take a few more of these calls before we do that. Barbara sounds frustrated with the callers. It's just that I want to get to everybody else. You know, that's really it. But then I want to give each caller time to go over the information because it's all important. Before I end this hour here in a minute and a half, I do want to encourage you to visit Infowars.com and PrisonPlanet.com or PrisonPlanet.tv and go to the secure online shopping cart and to order my videos, to get them and to make copies of them and to get them to opinion makers and public officials and the authorities so they at least have a chance to know the truth and a chance to see what they're part of. I mean, you can get the films I made 3, 4, 5, 6 years ago and watch them, and it's everything that's now come true and happened. Because I was just going off their own roadmaps, their own documents. You know, hand somebody a copy of Police State 2000 or Police State 2 The Takeover and say, okay, this was made 3, 4 years ago. Look, it all came true. It's all what's public now. You know, and then now these are the conclusions that this guy makes and extrapolates, and then look, that's what happened as well. So you better watch his latest videos and know what's coming in the future if we don't stop it. The end of America. You need to get my 9/11 films. That's number one, exposing that the globalists were behind September 11th and how they use that as their touchstone, their benchmark, their foundation to build this whole New World Order system in this police state. Go to Infowars.com or PrisonPlanet.com to order via the safe, secure online shopping cart or call toll-free 1-888-253-3139. That's 888-253-3139. Or you can watch all the videos and read my book and Paul Watson's book and watch the weekly TV reports and the audio interviews for 15 cents a day at PrisonPlanet.tv. Or again, call toll-free to get the films, 1-888-253-3139. We'll start the second hour. We've only hit the tip of the iceberg on the news and a great guest and your call, so please stay the course as we defend the Republic.